AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. A critical care doctor in Columbus, Ohio, Dr. William Husel, has been charged with murder in 25 patient deaths. Columbus Police Chief Tom Quinlan says Husel is accused of ordering painkiller overdoses.
This breach of a doctor's oath is vile and worthy of today's actions. And that begins the process of holding this accused killer criminally accountable.
Husel has turned himself in. His lawyer has said the doctor didn't intend to kill patients. A judge in St. Louis is ordering whether to grant a preliminary injunction in Planned Parenthood's effort to retain its right to perform abortions in the only clinic in Missouri that allows them. R. Randall Williams is director of Missouri's Department of Health and Senior Services.
Many Missourians are pro-choice. Many Missourians are pro-life. What all those Missourians expect me to do in a regulatory fashion is to enforce the law, enforce the regulations, and keep people safe in all 4,000 facilities.
The license for the St. Louis clinic expired last week in court in Florida today.
So at this time, I will call Scott Peterson.
He's the former deputy assigned to Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School. He is accused of failing to intervene when shots were fired at the school. 17 people were killed. Peterson will have to stay in jail for now on charges of child neglect and negligence. President Trump has arrived in Ireland on his first visit to the country as president. The president was at a D-Day anniversary event earlier in England. Meantime, over Normandy. 75 years later, some veterans of D-Day, like 97-year-old Tom Rice, took a ceremonial jump.
Great, great. Beautiful drive, beautiful jump, beautiful flight. Everything was perfect.
Jumpers were honoring the airborne soldiers who descended into gunfire in 1944 on December 6th at the beaches in Normandy. This is AP Radio News. A new report shows a drop in hiring.
Employers added 27,000 jobs in May, and although that may sound like a lot, it's the lowest number in 9 years, according to ADP, the payroll processor. Some industries actually laid off workers. Manufacturing, construction firms, and mining companies, for instance. Why? Well, for one thing, the world economy is weakening, and that's dragging down the U.S. economy. And the glow from the Trump tax cuts is fading. One more thing, taxes on imports from China may be causing companies to delay spending. Rita Foley, Washington.
Sephora closed all of its stores in the U.S. for an hour today to host inclusion workshops for all employees. About a month ago, R&B star SZA said she had security called on her while shopping at a store in California. The beauty retailer said the training had been in development months before this happened. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.